Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, tells the story of Ataliah, the mother of King Ahaziah, who Yehu had murdered. So sometimes there's a domino effect. When you take out a leader, no matter how bad, it can leave a vacuum of power that might be filled by somebody even worse. Sefer Malachim has been full of memorable people, of action, of moments that seem profoundly un-Jewish in the way people behave, at least compared to the values that we learn from in the Torah and that we hope that we live by. And Ataliah is one of the most horrifying stories in all of Sefer Malachim, certainly, perhaps in all of Nach, a terrible person, and a terrible person who's going to do terrible things, which define her. There are some people who can't help themselves because they're tempted into sin, and so they act badly because of a very specific goal. So Ahav wants a vineyard, and he allows his wife to talk him into doing something absolutely horrifying in order to get that vineyard. And we know that the spirit of Naboth did not rest, and we know that Ahav himself ended up having a lot of trouble and eventually dying for all of that. Ataliah, there's very little good to say anywhere in Chazal. She's a terrifying woman and a terrifying person who had no right to the power that she was seizing. Because as we begin, Ataliah im Ahaziahu. Ataliah was the mother of Ahaziah, the king of Yehuda, that Yehu had murdered during his regicide phase. We know that Yehu had a little spree of killing kings. Remember that Ahaziahu was a relation of Beis Ahav. And so Beis Ahav had to be wiped out. And so Ahaziah is going to be collateral damage. Why is Ahaziah named Ahaziah like his cousin? Why is he part of Beis Ahav? Because his mother, Ataliah, was the daughter of Ahav ben Izevel. So the house of Yehuda, the kingdom, Beis David, Malchus Yehuda, had married into the family of Beis Ahav, Malchus Yisrael. A terrible sort of marriage, because Beis Ahav were terrible sort of people. She was heir, just like her brother Ahaziah and her brother Yehoram, she was heir to every kind of wickedness that Ahav and Izevel were guilty of. Worshipping the Baal, being Avodah Zarah worshippers lahachis, not just because they were tempted into the Avera like so many people that the Chumash mentions. But she's a truly terrible person. And she's going to seize power with cruelty. But remember that Yehu got the ball rolling by killing not only Ahaziahu, but a whole bunch of the royal cousins and friends when he came upon them. And the party of Ahaziah was wiped out by Yehu as well during his great bloodthirstiness of seizing power. And so, this woman, a mother, ro'asa ki meisbina. So she saw that her son, Ahaziah, was dead. Killed by Yehu. Batakam bata'abed, eis kol zera hamamlocha. And so she arose and destroyed all the descendants of the royal house. Ataliah had no claim to kingship in Yehuda. Kingship in Yehuda had remained loyal to Beis David. She was not from Beis David. But nevertheless, she began to massacre an entire generation of Malchus Beis David. But if you think about it, in three generations, they suffered, the Mamloes counts them, four terrible massacres. First, Yehoram ben Yehoshaphat killed his own brothers. Then, we mentioned, this is a few prakim ago, that the Arabs killed all but one of his children, although they had children who survived, but a bunch of Yehoram's children were massacred. But then, those who had survived were massacred by Yehu, together with Ahaziah, as part of the destruction of Beis Ahav. And now Ataliah is massacre number four. This is a very harsh decree against Beis David that had to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't have happened without, in a manner of speaking, godly approval, if you want to call it that. Why such a harsh decree? So the Mefarshim debate it and say that this was because Beis Yehuda, Malchus Beis David, had no business attaching themselves to Beis Achav. They should have known better. Asa took the daughter of Omri as a wife for Yehoshaphat. And then Yehoshaphat's son Yehoram was married to Ataliah. So two generations of Malchus Beis Yehuda married into Beis Achav. They were influenced as a result by the evil ways of Malchus Yisrael. They became part of the house of Achav. And so the divine decree against Beis Achav now included them, because they had taken them. Now, why did Yehoshaphat take Achav's daughter as a wife for his son? Remember, Yehoshaphat was a righteous king. We talked about this during Achav's lifetime. He hoped Malchus Yisrael would be back under the influence of Beis David. But in the end, Achav's daughter tried to seize the kingdom of Yehuda for herself and destroy the rightful heirs. So if you marry, says the Ma'am Lois, to raise your own status, you actually make your wife's family higher status, but you weaken your own line if you marry beneath you. This is not to ever put any kind of insult on any shidduchim, but Atalia Bas Achav, not a good shidduch. David was also being punished, the Ma'am Lois continues, because inadvertently he had destroyed the families of Achimelech and Shaul HaMelech. When he was running away from Shaul HaMelech, he came to Nov Ir HaKohanim and got help from Achimelech the Kohen Gadol. Shaul then had Achimelech and his whole family killed for helping David, all part of the Doeg Hoedomi massacre of Nov Ir HaKohanim. Now, it was divinely decreed at that time, if you remember, way back in Sefer Shmuel, when we learned this, that David's descendants would be wiped out in exchange. But because Ebiasar had escaped and joined David, it was decreed that one of David's descendants would escape. But this is that prophecy coming true. Now, David hadn't intended any harm to Achimelech. Why is he going to be found guilty? So some say because he lied. He said he was on a mission for Shaul, and he wasn't. He was really running away. You're allowed to lie to save a life, but you can't endanger other people by doing that. Now, as long as David's descendants were tzaddikim, were righteous, they were protected from that decree coming true. But now, when Ahaziah turned under the influence of his wife Ataliah to violence and idolatry, he and the children became vulnerable to a long-delayed punishment that had been awaiting since the days of David HaMelech.